All right. Welcome in to Toilets, Two Titles, episode number 17. I am your host, John Sheps. You can find me at Coach Sheps. If you're watching here on YouTube, you can see it in the little blue writing that Justin so kindly provided for us. Speaking of which, Justin is with me today. Justin, how are we doing?
Excellent. Feeling pretty good. Got a lot to accomplish today, so wake up to a motivated show and go knock it out.
All right, and that's Justin at JustinFF underscore again. You can see it in the blue little blurb. And Justin's running a draft right now of a bunch of garbage players.
We have finished.
Nate's in this thing as well, and Nate's with us today. Nate, how you doing, man?
Doing well. It's nice, six in the morning here, and it's going to be a nice day. Going to go play a little golf after this, so, it's going to be a good Saturday.
It's six in the morning there?
Well, yeah.
Shoot, I didn't know that.
Beyond us an hour.
Wait, Justin, is it six for you as well?
No. I'm with you. I'm at seven.
But... Oh, man, I feel bad, man. You got to play your wife. Yeah. She's probably fuming right now.
No, she didn't get up.
All right, good. You better have been. I hope you were real quiet. Probably took you about – you were probably ready 20 minutes ago.
So I came in
slowly.
I came to the basement. So
yeah, okay. All right. And Nate, you can find on Twitter at Nate underscore dirt 19. Justin, I cut you off a little bit when you were talking about that draft. Tell them a little bit about it real quick.
It was just something stupid I decided to throw together. I spend a lot of money on these draft boards and stickers every year, and then we finish our draft and we have a whole bunch of these leftover stickers of no name guys left. So I decided I wanted to try to take advantage, try to use up, like, get my money's worth out of the board, if you will. So I thought we'd throw together a best ball league out of all these scrap heap players. So it's called the Scrap Heap Worst Ball League. So
I see my team over your shoulder there. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Nate continued the off-season trend of sniping me.
Yeah.
who was the player? Oh, it was Ryan Edwards, right?
There's five of us in this league. I doubt that anybody can really zoom in on it, but oh, there we go. That's better. But essentially, we got myself, the infamous Uncle Steve.
Yeah.
John, Nate, and then my boy Doug. It's a buddy of mine. But we draft a certain number of players. All we had left of the stickers, really. So we could only take like three quarterbacks, three running backs, five wide receivers, four tight ends, and three defenses. Make it a best ball so that you only can start a certain number each week. But I'll have to input everything by hand. But yeah, it's fun. I just mostly wanted another different backdrop to kind of cover some of the holes I have in my walls. So,
all right, excellent. So we got Justin's over here recycling and making sure he gets the most bang for his buck. And
it's for the earth. It's for the environment.
Yeah. Yep. Tell your old lady that. I'll tell my old lady that as well. All right, guys, everybody, this is the pre-NFL season predictions episode, the Toilets to Titles first annual NFL predictions show. And I'm feeling pretty good about this. We got a lot of stuff in this episode. We got something fun we're trying to get to at the end of the episode that you took from Jake Townbridge. So Trowbridge, I'm sorry, from Drinking Fantasy. I want to try to get to that. So it doesn't mean I want to rush through this, but I do. This is a fun episode, so we're going to finish with something fun. But again, we're talking predictions. But before we get into that, all right, you could find the show on Twitter at Toilets to Titles, and you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to us on Periscope, Spotify, Podbean, and you could listen live with us on YouTube, or you can go back and watch us talk if you're into that kind of thing. If I put it that way, it sounds kind of creepy, so I'm probably deterring people from going on the YouTube channel and subscribing. But Joshua, who's in the chat right now, who's watching live, we appreciate you, man. Speaking of Joshua, go to FusionFFB.com, especially if you are drafting this weekend or next week. Josh has tons of articles talking about if you draft from this position, if you draft from this position. You know, he's got you covered no matter where you're drafting from. All right. You can look at his perspective on that. Also, all four of us have you covered on rankings. They're PPR, but we got your consensus quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end rankings, and they're updated like as of yesterday. So they are fresh off the press, and they are ready to help you dominate your draft and go smoke your buddies, all right? Because that's what you should be thinking about doing. Go win that money and then, you know, buy yourself something nice, like a pair of sneakers or something, all right? So speaking of something nice, you know what's really nice? Donating to charity. And we're trying to do that here with Fantasy Cares. Every 50 followers this season will be donating $10. We already hit 50 three times. Our next target is 389. Once we hit that, we'll be at a total of 40, and we're going to keep that rolling throughout the year. We're probably, once the Super Bowl hits, I assume right after that, that's when we'll close it out. That's when we'll pick a charity, we'll announce it, and we'll donate. I think we're at 350 followers right now, maybe a little bit above that. So we're about 30 followers away. So we're cruising. You guys are helping us help somebody, and we really appreciate that. So fellas, let's talk news real quick, and then we'll jump into this thing. Last episode, 2 or 3 days ago, we had Shane Hallam on, and we talked college players to watch going into the season. Arming to watch Heisman betting on. So if you're a betting person, you want to watch that episode. You want to watch this episode. There's going to be a lot of betting stuff in here, but also last episode, because you can go, you know, bet, you know, on some Heisman guys and go win you some cash. But the morning news, Leonard Fournette went to the Buccaneers. And Nate, I want to get your opinion on this. He left the Jaguars. We knew that happened last episode. He got cut, and now he went to the Bucs. What are you thinking?
I'm pretty excited. You know, I think that, well, people are keep saying how, you know, Ronald Jones is the guy. I'm sorry, he's not Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette's quite a bit better than he is. You know, the one thing that I'm not sure the Bucs are going to run the ball that much just was what they got. You know, I think Leonard Fournette's the kind of guy, well, coming out of LSU, you know, he wants to carry the ball 25 times, 30 times a game and just wear you down. And I don't think the Bucs are going to do that. I mean, that's not even really anybody in the NFL anymore. Maybe the Seahawks, I guess, they run the heck out of the ball. But, you know, I still think he's got a place there, and I think he's going to flourish. You know, he's never really been somewhere where, you know, they're not going to stack the box just because the guy throwing the ball was not really anything special. No offense to Blake Bortles or Gardner Minshew. I'm sure there was somebody else, Nick Foles. But you know, I think he's going to do really well with Brady and the boys.
So, you know, speaking of running the football, when this news broke in one of my league chats, the guys were talking, and you know, I don't think he's going to get those carries. You know, I think Brady's going to be airing it out, and I think he's going to have like 3 or 4 games this season where he goes off. I think he's going to be motivated. But where his presence is going to be felt, or where it's going to need to be felt, is in the playoffs. Because I think that is when the Buccaneers will tighten up, focus on their tough defense, run the ball, keep the opponent off the field. Because they're going to be preparing to get to the Super Bowl. Whether they do, you don't know. But they're going to be preparing to. And they know they're going to play the Ravens or the Chiefs, most likely in the Super Bowl. And you want to keep the football out of the opposing quarterback's hand. So I bet down the stretch, as they get closer to the playoffs, they're going to tighten up a little bit, stop throwing as much, lean on the run game, and try to establish that, eat more clock. But I think early on, they're going to be airing it. Brady's going to be having fun. But Justin, what's your thoughts on Leonard Fournette to the Bucs?
Yeah, a lot of the same thing. Like Arians also said that Andre Ellington was his guy. And he said that after bringing in 3 or 4 other running backs over the course of the previous year or the previous offseason. The same thing. He keeps trying to bring in more running backs. So if that were the case, you know, then they wouldn't need to bring in more running backs. So obviously they're looking for something better, and I think they finally found it. But for fantasy purposes, though, for Fournette, I don't necessarily think that he's in a better position or a worse position. Like a lot of people are talking about, you know, it's a much better offense. It's like Nate said, I do agree with the fact that he's going to finally get to face defenses that don't stack the box against him. And the problem is that now on a better offense, they're also going to be spreading the ball around a little more. He's not going to be that focal point that gets the ball 80% of the time. So he's going to get fewer opportunities. And I'm hoping that he wasn't as efficient in Jacksonville because of them stacking the box and because he was the focal point. So hopefully his efficiency will come up a little bit, but I think it'll kind of even out really less opportunity, but more efficiency and it'll probably equal out to about the same kind of fantasy production that we had originally slotted him in at.
You know who else is going to have less opportunity? That's Adrian Peterson, because he was cut. So, Justin, I'll go from one guy with less opportunity to another with even more. So what are your thoughts on Adrian Peterson being released?
We all love Adrian Peterson. You can't not love Adrian Peterson. So, I mean, I really hope he finds a landing spot. I did draft him in a recent redraft as my RB3 late, just because I just kind of assumed he would be the guy there for this season after Geis went. And so, I mean, it's a little – or I'm sorry, not my RB3. I'm thinking RB3. He was my RB4, but I was thinking RB3 because I have Montgomery and I'm not expecting him to be there week one. So for week one, he was going to be my RB3. But anyway – I could live without him. It is what it is, but I'm really interested to see what that backfield is going to look like now. I mean, Gibson has every chance, every opportunity to try to do something with this. And I hope he does. I hope Bryce Love is able to bounce back from his injury last season. He was off all year last year, so he's kind of going unnoticed by a lot of drafts. So he's a guy to target late in your drafts, but yeah, I really hope that AP can find a home somewhere and finish out as a backup that can still produce and pad to those stats.
For AP, for some reason, you know, Seattle, I feel like they're always, you know, searching the scrap heap for running backs midseason because all their guys are hurt. I have a feeling AP will end up there because they'll be in a playoff run or somewhere. So he wants to win a ship, so I could see him somewhere. But now, as far as Antonio Gibson goes, a little backstory. I was drafted in like March. I liked Antonio Gibson, but definitely not as much as how what I'm going to tell you I did. I was on the clock at 111. I woke up, checked my phone. By the time I wake up, I'm on the clock. A few guys I like are gone. Laviska Shenault's still there. Like there's still guys there for sure. But the guys that I was hoping would fall to me were gone. And I was like flustered. I hadn't had my coffee yet. And I was like, all right, Antonio Gibson at 111. My first rookie draft of the year. And then he's going like third round until like probably last week, 2 weeks ago in rookie drafts. So I was kicking myself in the butt all offseason, but I was trying to own it. You know, I'm trying to own it and act, you know, this is what I wanted to do. So now I'm feeling a little better about it. But one reason I'm not feeling super good about it is because there's no offseason videos this year. We haven't been watching who's taking the carries, who's electrifying, who's, you know, you know, the only thing, like we saw that picture of Ozigbo and Minshew shotgun in a Gatorade can. That was the closest thing we got to like teammate, like excitement. Like, you know, you watch those videos and you don't even know what you're perceiving, but you're perceiving something and it's giving you feelings. And then those feelings are creating judgment. And we haven't been able to make those judgments. I don't know who, all we know is what they're telling us. So, you know, maybe Gibson, maybe Love, you know, I think Peyton Barber's there, but I don't know if they don't like any of those guys and maybe they're going to try, you know, people are going to get cut this week. Maybe they're going to try to pick somebody up. So I'm not quick to make judgment yet. I'm hoping it's Antonio Gibson. I have no idea what he looks like in an NFL offense, but Freeman. I'm sorry.
About to Freeman.
We don't know. You know what I mean? But we don't. And we don't know what him or Love look like, you know, Nate, you have any thoughts on this?
Not really. I for some reason, I was trying to look around. See, I thought I drafted AP in a best ball somewhere, but I got too many to look at, so I don't remember. But I
was best balling every week. What a week, man. You've been going hammer.
Yeah. It was a little while ago, and I you know, I'm kind of confused, I guess. You know, he's been there for a little while, and, you know, he's just stable and, you know, good production down the stretch. He's not a guy that's obviously going to carry the ball a ton just because, you know, he can't, I guess. Well, maybe he can. I don't know. He's still playing somehow, but
you can get like two or three games out of him.
Yeah, and I, you know, I think, like I said, I think he's going to find somewhere, and you know, he'll do some late season production for somebody, I think.
All right. So the last bit of news: Randy Gregory conditionally reinstated. He can practice by week four. He can play by week eight. So the Cowboys are going to be alternating between a 4-3 and a 3-4 front this year. They got Everson Griffin, Aldon Smith, DeMarcus Lawrence and Randy Gregory, who can all play that defensive end position. And I think you'll see Aldon and Everson rotate inside a little bit. So I think their defense could be exciting. Will it be? I don't know. But right now on paper, it does look so. I'm not going to spend too much time on that. Defensive news, but it is news. All right, so let's break into our 2020 NFL season predictions. And Shep Stradamus has just entered the room, ladies and gentlemen. Last season, I bet Chiefs Niners, or Shep Stradamus bet Chiefs Niners, the week Mahomes went down, brought in a pretty penny. He likes future, Shep Stradamus. He loves future bets, a little bit of money, big payout. Bet Bayern, if you like soccer, to win the Champions League back in April. They brought that home. I bet France to win the last World Cup. So a bunch of my last futures, and I don't just throw in 40 or 50. I throw like 3 or 4 in, and I'm doing pretty well. You know, I'm batting like 350 right now. So that's not – so just letting you know, when Shep Stradamus talks through this episode, you might want to jot some of that down. All right, you might want to take some notes and get on board. But the first thing we're going to talk about is NFL win totals. We're quickly going to give some analysis, decide over or under. All right, we're not going to – write paragraphs here. Just quick analysis over and under so we could get this thing rolling. I'm going to go from, I guess, right to left. So maybe I'll go Nate, me, Justin, back forth. Maybe I'll move up a little bit because I'll lose my direction, but that's what we'll do. So Nate, Kansas City, Vegas is giving them 11.5 wins, over or under?
Over.
I got to jot this down. So Nate says over. Okay. I think over as well. Justin.
I went ahead and broke down every single game and wrote down the win-loss record. So for Kansas City, I have over 12.5.
All right. Okay. So we all have over. I think it's pretty easy to say Kansas City is probably one of the most dominant teams in the NFL. The only thing that can get in their way, I think, is if Mahomes goes down again. And he runs kind of funny. He's got, like, knock knees. I wouldn't be surprised if that guy gets banged up. But
I wish I could run that funny.
Yeah. Just watch him a little bit.
You're right.
If I ran funny like Mahomes and threw like Rivers, I'd be fine with that. I don't care. You can call me fine.
Yeah. All right, Baltimore. Justin, 11.5 wins, over or under?
But I would want to look like Brady, though. I got the over.
And talk like him. You don't want to talk like Mahomes.
No, I want to talk like Eli Manning.
All right, a great analysis right now. All right, Baltimore, 11.5 wins. I'm going to go under. All right, I think I'm going to see them at 11. I think they win 11. I think they struggle a little bit more this season because teams aren't going to be as, caught off guard with what's going on there. But, Nate, what do you got?
I'm going with the over. I think they improved the team quite a bit. Patrick Queen, J.K. Dobbins, that definitely helps. So, not much over, but I think they'll do it.
All right, Nate, San Francisco, 10.5 wins. You said over?
Yeah.
All right. I think over as well. I think they're one of the best teams in the NFL. Justin, what are your thoughts? Over. So the teams at the top are getting a lot of love right now. New Orleans, 10 wins. Justin?
Over.
We got Justin with the over there. 10 wins. Yeah, I think over as well. I don't think that's – 10 wins isn't tough. They play 16 games. They'll do that in their sleep. Nate?
Yeah, they'll win 10. Maybe 11.
So Nate's saying over. So, Nate, Dallas, what do you got?
Over.
All right, so Nate.
They got too many good guys.
Yeah, I'm going to go, man, I don't like jinxing my team. I don't like giving them too much love in the offseason, but I'm going to say over. I was nervous about the first game a few weeks ago, and I'm starting to feel like they're just going to smoke the Rams. But, with the Cowboys, you never know. Justin, what do you got?
Over.
All right, Justin. Tampa Bay, 9.5 wins.
Well, I have them at 9, so I'm going to say under.
Ooh, Tampa Bay is at 9. All right, so Justin's got them Justin's got under. All right. Tampa Bay at 9.5 wins. That's a tough division. Yeah, I'm gonna be with you. I'm gonna say 9 wins. So I'm saying under. Nate, what do you got?
Over. Go Tampa.
Nate's loving Tampa. Nate loves Tom Brady.
I do.
Going from loving Tom Brady to loving Bill. New England, 9.5 wins.
Mm-mm. They're under. They can't do it. I don't think that team. I mean, I like Cam, but there's not much else there. Their defense lost a ton of, 6 starters or something like that on defense. They lost, I think.
Yeah, and most of it was from checking out, you know, to COVID.
Oh, yeah, and they got that too.
So, yeah, I think that's very generous. I think they'll squeeze into the play. Well, I'll get to that later, but I think they're gonna win like 8 games, eight or 9 games. Justin, what do you got?
I have them losing 3 of their first 4 games and then still hitting that over.
Ooh, Justin.
I've got New England on the over, and I hate to say that because y'all know how much I hate the Patriots, but I'm looking at that schedule, and I don't see how Cam can lose that many games. And that
he's in a bad division, but I do think the Buffalo Bills will be better this year.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll get to that as well. So, yeah. All right, Philadelphia, 9.5 wins. Justin.
Let me look for Philly here. 9.5. I'm going to say under.
Ooh, I like it.
Considerably.
9.5. They always just manage to win games. I think they'll get to 10. So I'm going to say over. Nate?
I think I'm going to go with the over. Like you said, Carson Wentz throws the team on his back as long as he's healthy. And I think, you know, I think he's kind of learning to try to stay more healthy. I think they're going to do it. I think they'll win 10.
All right, Pittsburgh, Nate.
Over.
So it's 9.5. I'm sorry. You guys can't see on our paper. So I hope I've been saying all of them. Philadelphia was 9.5. Pittsburgh is 9.5 as well. So Nate is saying over. And Pittsburgh, 9.5 wins. I don't know if I think Roethlisberger can make it throughout the whole season. I like their defense. Their offense has some weapons. But a lot of question marks with Connor and Ben. So I think I'm gonna go under, and I'm gonna say they're gonna go right at 9. So Justin,
I mean, my sheet says barely over. I don't want to say over, but I'm gonna go with my sheet. So we're going over.
They made the playoffs last year with Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph. If half That's a Big true. Ten can play for a whole year, they'll make the playoffs. Well, maybe they'll win 10 games.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see if he makes it that far. Buffalo, Justin, they're at 9 wins. What do you got?
I got them under.
Ooh, okay. I'm going over. I'm drinking the Buffalo Kool-Aid, which is hot flavored. So I think they're going to smoke it. I think their defense is phenomenal. They're going to pound the rock. They're a sweetheart of mine this season. Nate, who you got?
Over. We're going over. Josh Allen's my dude.
All right, I love it. I love it. All right, Green Bay is at 9 wins. Nate,
over.
Tell us about them. Over?
Yeah, they're going to win the division. I mean, that division, they're not very good. And, you know, not much has changed, which is also very, very worrisome to me. But, yeah, they're going over.
Same. I'm going to go over as well. Like the Eagles, they're just a thorn in my side. They just know how to win. They know how to win games. Justin, what do you got?
I've got the Packers on the over, but I do not have them winning the division. So,
ooh, all right. Now Seattle. 9 wins, Justin. What say you?
Seattle, I have – oh, crap. Now I have to make a decision because I've got them at 9 wins. I've got them on a push here. So, but I have them barely edging into the playoffs, so I'll say over.
All right. So, Justin has Seattle over 9 wins.
I think they get 9 in a tie.
Go under. You know why I'm going to go under? Because I made a prediction before the season that Russell Wilson goes down, and I'm going to stick with that. So, Nate, over or under 9 wins?
Going with the under. Watch out for Arizona.
Ooh, Kyler season in full effect. All right, Nate, Indianapolis has 9 wins. Over or under?
Chris Ballard and my Colts. Over, buddy.
All right, and your Colts. He has taken them from you, Justin.
I'm going over as well. They're with the Bills.
All right, I like that. I'm going over as well. I think Darius Leonard wins defensive MVP this year. So I think they're going to kill it. And I think Jonathan Taylor is going to run that rock, possibly maybe win offense. Well, I'll get into that. Justin, over under, 9 wins.
despite poor quarterback play, we still hit the over.
Hey now, don't talk about Phil like that. I listened to my interview yesterday. I'm pretty excited about it.
Just so you know, back on March 22nd, Shep Stradamus hit the betting website, bet the over. It was 8 back on March 22nd. So that looks like a lock. I'm feeling good about that one. Anyway, moving on. Minnesota, Justin, 9 wins, over or under?
Oh, it's way over.
Yeah? All right. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go under. Just for some reason, I don't like the Vikings. Maybe that's not great analysis. But something about them. I don't think they're as good as people make them out to be. But, Nate, over or under 9 wins?
Go with the under. Losing Steph Diggs is going to hurt him more this year. I know the Packers don't have receivers either, but Kirk Cousins isn't Aaron Rodgers.
All right, so now we got Tennessee at 8.5. Nate, over or under?
I think I'm going to go with the over there. I think Tannehill, Derrick Henry, and A.J. Brown, they can win 10 games.
I'm going to go over as well. I actually put my money where my mouth is and bet this yesterday. Tennessee is another one of my AFC sweethearts. I think they're going to kill it. I think they win like 10, going to the playoffs feeling pretty good about themselves. Justin, over or under 8.5 games?
Got to go over. I think they win the division.
Right, we're all drinking the Tennessee Kool-Aid. Justin, Cleveland, 8 wins, over or under?
Again, I got them at 8, so I've got to say under. It's the Browns.
Yeah, I'm going to say under just because I'm not going to – they have the talent to be over, but I'm not going to believe it until it happens, you know? So I'm going to go under. Nate, over or under?
Sorry, Nick Chubb, it's an under.
Sorry, Nick Chubb. All right. Brown, right? Rams, Nate. They get 8 wins. Over or under?
I think they're going under, too. I think that division's too much for them anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to say under as well. I just don't think Goff is going to recapture that magic he had a few years back. They have a stout defensive front. You know, I think they got young talent at wide receiver, you know, young talent at running back, but I think they're not going to pull it all together just yet. Justin, over or under 8 games?
It's under. Blaine Gabbert's the better quarterback in that offense.
Hot dog. Yeah. Hot take right there. Chicago, 8 wins, over or under?
Way under.
Ooh, okay. 8 games, over or under? I don't have their schedule in front of me. I guess I probably should.
I can read off a couple if you want.
I can tell you at least 4 losses. Lions, Packers, Vikings, 6 losses.
All right, I'll go under. I'll go under. I won't waste my time here. Nate, over.
Houston, Indy.
Under. The Bears stink.
The Bears stink.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. They're
New Orleans, Tampa Bay.
Don't they have a good defense?
What?
They have a good defense.
When Mitch or Nick goes out 3 and out every single time. I mean, you can't have the defense on the field for 75% of the game.
Everybody was talking so highly about the Bears defense going into it last year. And in my defense special teams leagues, I went ahead and reached a little bit for them, and they let me down. They were like the 22nd or 23rd ranked defense in fantasy.
Last year in a league, the last year we had defense in a keeper league, a guy took the Bears defense in the 6th round.
Dang.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
That's why I'm so mad. The truth comes out.
I thought it was hilarious. I didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Oh, I thought you did it. Sorry.
I would never take a defense. That's like
you did
it for me.
Okay. All right. Justin. I'm sorry. Nate's up. Denver, 8 wins, over or under?
Yeah, it's so close. I want them to hit the over so bad, but that division, I mean, they're not going to beat the Chiefs twice. And I think they're on the cusp, but not yet. Under.
Yeah, I'm going to go over because I think Locke gets it together. I think their offense is going to roll. I think their defense will be okay. I think they'll hit just 9 wins. Justin.
Under.
Yeah, I might be wrong there. I might have reached a little bit, but we'll see. Justin,
I've got it really close. I think I've got them at 7.
It's close, but it's tough.
Justin, Chargers, 7.5 wins.
Another close one. I've got them at 7, so give me the under.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the under as well. I think they have a very talented defense as well. I think their offense is pretty good, but I think because Denver is going to get that over, I think that'll push Los Angeles to the under. So I'm going to go under there. Nate, over or under, 7.5?
Go with the under. Losing Derwin James hurts.
Oh, man. Big
but the Chargers as well.
They do have Nasir Adderley, who was pretty highly touted. You know, he's no Derwin James, but he might step up. If you're playing IDP, go out and pick up Nasir Adderley because he might do a good job this year. Now, Atlanta, Nate, 7.5 wins, over or under?
Over.
Yeah, I'm going to go over as well. I think they're too talented. I think they're in a tough division, though. So that's got to factor in Tampa and New Orleans. So it might be tough for them, you know, but if they can split with one of them, you know, dang, that's making me rethink here. But we don't have time for me to think. You know, I'm just supposed to have this. So I'm just going to go over. Justin, over or under?
It floors me that it's at 7.5. I think it's going to be way over. Like, I get that that division's going to be tough. Like, it's all great offenses, but there's also a lot of bad defenses. And I feel like this is one of those every other years that Matt Ryan's going to shine.
Yeah, I like he could win it. Well, we'll talk about that later, too. All right, Houston, 7.5 wins. Justin, over or under?
Over. I'm not buying into the fact that they're going to be that much worse without Hopkins.
I'm going to go under. I just think if they get punched in the mouth early on, I could see that team. I think Bill is on this, the cusp of losing the locker room. And when you lose the locker room, you know, you generally tend to sink. And I could see them sinking so that they could get him replaced. So I think they're going to go under. Nate, over or under?
I think it hurts me to say, but it's going to be an under. I don't think Deshaun Watson can do it by himself. I mean, he's got Brandon Cooks and Will Fuller and stuff, but I think it's an under.
Joshua's calling me out for going over on everyone. I think I've been pretty fair. I got under 3 in a row, Rams, Chicago, Cleveland, Minnesota. So, you know, I think I've been – I'm going to have to go back and check this. But Arizona, Nate, 7.5, over or under?
Hammer that over.
Over.
The Cardinals.
7.5 wins. I think they could finish at 8 games. So I'm going to go over. Justin, over or under? 7.5.
On Arizona. Sorry, I was reading the comments there. I'm going to go under.
Under. Okay, I like it. Las Vegas, 7.5 wins. Justin, over or under?
Under.
I'm going to go under as well. You know, I think they're a few drafts away from being relevant. Nate, over or under 7.5?
I got a self-ban for myself on Las Vegas, so I'm going under. Go to the city, can't go for the team.
Jets, 7. Over or under?
Under.
Nate, I'm going to go under as well. I don't think they're very good. Justin, over or under 7 games?
I have in all caps, way under.
I think they'll be at about 5 tops, you know? So I think 7 isn't bad. Like 7, you don't make the playoffs, but you're okay if you win 7 games, but I don't think they're okay. Justin, Detroit, 6.5 games, over or under?
Detroit is an under.
Okay. All right. So Justin is under. I'm going to go over. I think the Bears are going to be bad, but I think the Lions might sneak into the playoffs. I could see them possibly – you know, dethroning Minnesota as number 2 in that division. Nate, over or under 6.5?
Matty Stafford, comeback player of the year, buddy. Over.
I like it. Nate, Giants, 6.5, over or under?
I think they'll go over. I really do. I think that offense is going to be okay with the clap man, Jason Garrett, back there, and I think they'll be okay.
All right, I'm going to go under. I think they'll win somewhere. I think they'll win about 5 games as well. And they'll be looking to draft early next year. Justin, over or under 6.5?
I also have them at 5 games, so on the under. And I've noticed that I have my good teams are all over practically, and practically all of my bad teams are under. So there's kind of a trend here.
All right. So Justin goes under with the Giants at 6.5. Justin, Miami, 6 wins, over or under?
Well, I just said that, but now I'm going to change. I'm going to have one that says over. So I think Miami is much better than that six win line.
I'm going to go over as well. And Chef Stradamus, back on March 22nd, took Miami over 5.5. So the line's already shifted. So I think they'll finish over 6. I think that AFC East is going to finish a lot of 8-win teams, you know, and 8-1, 9-win team, and that'll decide the playoffs there. Nate, over or under 6?
Go with the over.
All right, so Nate's on board with the over. Carolina, 5.5. Nate, over or under?
Under. Sorry, Teddy Two Gloves is not good.
Yeah, I'm going under as well. I don't think they're very good, and I don't think they're trying to be. Justin, over or under? It's 5.5.
Man, I'm going over, like confidently over.
Jeez,
what was he doing, huh?
I mean, I don't think he needs to be that good. I mean, in that division with those bad defenses, I think they're all going to be splitting wins, so they can easily get 3 wins right there just in the division.
All right, so we'll see. We'll see. Cincinnati, Justin, 5.5, over or under?
Under. I really hope that Burrow can show what he's made of this season, though, and work from there. But I think they're too young, and I'm going to stick with the under.
Me too. I think they'll probably have a top 10 pick for sure next year. They'll probably get themselves an lineman, you know, or if Higgins doesn't work out, maybe a wide receiver to help out, but something to help out Burrow, and they'll be relevant within 2 or 3 years. Nate, over or under 5.5?
Yeah, it's an under.
Okay, Nate. Washington, 5 wins, over or under?
Well, I feel like they can win 5. Man, that's tough. You know what? I'm going with the over. Riverboat Ron's going to do it, buddy.
I think so as well. I think they'll probably be at 4, you know, with 4 games left, and then they'll play heartbreaker. You know, they'll win like 2 games down the stretch and knock somebody out of the playoffs, and that'll be their Super Bowl. You know, because they got a good defense, probably one of the best. Yeah. 5 wins, over under.
I think they're battling with the Jets for Trevor. I'm going under.
Okay, that won't be bad for them. That will not be bad for them. Or Trey. You know, one of them gets Trevor, one of them can get Fields, or one of them can get Trey Lance. But if Trey Lance goes back, then I guess we don't have to worry about that. All right, last one, Jacksonville. 5 wins, over or under, Justin?
Under.
Under. I think I'm going to go under as well. Sorry to my guy Minshew, but they're just killing it, right? Like they're killing the team right now. He's got no chance. So Nate, over or under 5?
Under. I don't even know if they went 3.
Man, I saw the smile. I thought you were gonna go ahead. No. And, you
know? He's laughing at a 5 win line.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not for a reason.
Maybe what I'll do is for everybody listening. Maybe I will share all this. I don't know if I can fit all this in the Podbean notes, but in case you want this written down, I'll have this in my doc. So you can either DM us on Toilets to Titles, or I'll try to fit it into the Podbean notes. And you can see all of our predictions, just in case you want that. All right, playoff teams. There's 14 playoff teams, 7 NFC, 7 AFC. Nate, go ahead with your AFC playoff team predictions.
So for winning the divisions, I'm going with Chiefs, obviously, and the Ravens, Colts, and then the Bills out of the East. And then for the other 3, I got the Steelers, Titans, and the Broncos.
All right. How about your NFC?
Cowboys, unfortunately. It hurts to say it. Sorry, John. And then Packers, obviously, winning the North. Buccaneers, I think, are going to win the South. And the Niners, and then Cardinals, Saints, and the Seahawks. Kind of weird, but I think it can happen.
I like it. I like it. Justin, what are your AFC teams?
In order, my AFC teams, I've got my 1 seed, Baltimore. Number 2 is Kansas City. 3 is Tennessee. 4, New England. And then my wild card teams are Pittsburgh, Indy, and Houston at 5, 6, and 7.
NFC.
NFC. The 1 seed, the New Orleans Saints. Dallas at the 2 seed. So
like that.
San Francisco at the 3, and Minnesota winning the division at the 4. Sorry, Nate. I think angry Aaron Rodgers is going to have a hell of a season, but I don't
angry Aaron.
That's what Nate and I have been affectionately calling him, is Aaron Rodgers. And then my wild card teams – 5, 6, and 7 in this order are the Packers, Tampa Bay, and Seattle.
All right. So now I'm up, or rather, Shepstradamus is up. AFC, I got Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, and Titans in that order. Then I got the Dolphins. I bet them to win the East back on August 1st, back on March 22nd. So it was good odds. All right. So It might be a little bit of a reach, but it was very good odds, and I was drinking the Dolphins Kool-Aid. So then I got the Dolphins wild card, Steelers wild card, and Colts wild card. So I think they'll get in. That's my AFC picture. NFC, I'm going Cowboys to win the NFC. I picked them back on April 29th. I bet that. Those were even better odds to win the entire NFC than just the Dolphins to get in. So I like that. I got New Orleans second, San Francisco third, Green Bay fourth. And then my wild card teams are Seattle, Minnesota, and Philadelphia. So those are our playoff teams there. Now, I do want to do some Super Bowl odds. So I'm going to read some Super Bowl odds, and then you guys are going to tell me where you're going to put your money. And then we're going to talk matchup predictions after that, all right? So Super Bowl odds at the top right now is Kansas City, 6-1. Right behind them is Baltimore, 13-2. Then San Francisco, 9-1. Then New Orleans, 11-1. Tampa Bay, 14-1. Dallas, 15-1. New England, 18-1. Philadelphia, 18-1. Seattle, 20-1. Indianapolis, 22-1. Buffalo, 25-1. Pittsburgh, 25-1. Green Bay, 28-1. And Tennessee, 28-1. So pick three above from that list as your who's going to win the Super Bowl. And now, you know, it doesn't all have to be like practical. It could be one you just want to put money on because you think there's a chance and the money's good. You know what I mean? That's it doesn't have to be you think this team's going to win. So, Nate, from those odds, who are you picking?
Well, I had it different last night, and I just changed my mind this morning. I'm going to go with the Colts at 22-1, the Bills at 25-1, and the Packers at 28-1. I like the odds like that. Like I said, it's not a big thing, but, you know, I'm not going to bet the Chiefs 6-1. That's just not worth it.
All right, I like it. Maybe what we'll do, Justin, Nate, we're going to kind of add this into our bathroom board points, you know, our predictions. Maybe what we'll do is if you pick the Colts at 22-1, you get 22 points for the bathroom board. Does that make sense? So the bolder the prediction, the bolder the odds, the more points you get. So, you know, some incentive to do that. Justin, you are next. Who are you taking?
Well, now that I know that, I'm going to drop. I'm going to drop New Orleans off of my list, and I'm going to go with. I already have Dallas and Baltimore because I think that's those are pretty safe bets, but. I'm not really much of a gambling man when it comes to these odds, so bear with me here 1 second. Why not? I'll be a homer and I'll lay down 22 points for try to get points for my Colts.
All right, I'm up next, and I'm gonna just go Dallas 15-1, Baltimore 13-2, and Kansas City 6-1. I mean, I'm not going bold here. I think some of my playoff predictions are a little more bolder, but. You know, I think it's going to come down to one of those three this year. So those are our Super Bowl odds. Now, Super Bowl matchup predictions. You can pick four. We'll come up with a scoring system for this. Or maybe we'll just, if you get it, you get 5 or 10 points, whatever. But you're not concerned about that right now because this isn't the bathroom board episode. I'm going to go first this time. Now, Super Bowl matchups. I got Cowboys Chiefs. I got Cowboys Ravens. 49ers Ravens and Saints Ravens. Now, all four of those bets I placed, or Shep Stradamus placed, back on April 29th. So I was sticking with those then. I'm sticking with those now. Those are what I think will come down the pipe. Justin, tell me yours.
Well, I've got the Cowboys Ravens. Then I have the Saints Ravens, which is the actual one that I wrote down on my predictions here. So that's the Super Bowl that I really think is going to happen. Think/hope, whatever. And then the Cowboys Chiefs and the Vikings Ravens.
Ooh, okay. So you're on the Vikings this year. I like that. Nate doesn't like that. Nate.
Justin, well, overall, Kirk kissing cousins, and I don't know what's going on up there.
Kirk.
Hey, it's Indiana, man. There's nothing wrong with kissing cousins.
Nate, That's some great analysis right there. I wish we could make, we got to make that a drop. We're going to have to go back and maybe put that in our intro. Hey, it's Indiana, man. There's nothing wrong with kissing. Nate, what are your Super Bowl predictions?
Well, I said the first one was Green Bay and Baltimore. I don't know. They did it last year with nothing. I think they can do it again. Except that division's not going to be that tough, I don't think, for the Packers. And then Tampa Bay and Baltimore. Like I said, I'm definitely drinking that Tampa Bay Kool-Aid. I don't know what happened in the last week, but that's okay. Then Saints and the Bills, because I think, you know, weirder things have happened. And my last one is just because it'd be fun. It'd be Tampa Bay and Indy. It'd be sweet to see Rivers and Brady at their new homes going to the Super Bowl. So
it'd be fun to watch Brady play the Colts. Yes. In the Super Bowl as opposed to the AFC Championship, like to close out his career. That would definitely be an interesting matchup. And one of my bold predictions on the Bathroom Board episode was that Rivers was going to go down and Eason and Jonathan Taylor were going to carry the Colts to the playoffs. So maybe it won't be Rivers. Maybe it'll be Eason, you know, in that ground game and that defense. So, all right, we're going to move on to MVP odds. I'm going to read these off and we're going to pick three from the above. All right. So, we got Patrick Mahomes at 4-1. We got Lamar Jackson, 6-1. Russell Wilson, 6-1. Tom Brady, 20-1. Deshaun Watson, 20-1. Drew Brees, 22-1. Dak Prescott, 22-1. Kyler Murray, 25-1. Carson Wentz, 25-1. Baker Mayfield, 33-1. Matt Ryan, 33-1. Derrick Henry, 40-1. Saquon Barkley, 50-1. Christian McCaffrey, 50-1. And Ezekiel Elliott, 100-1. So pick three from the above. Nate, why don't you start?
So for this, I said, this more like I said, same thing with kind of Super Bowl odds. I like the, I said I took Dak and Kyler and Aaron Rodgers, so 22-1 and then 225-1s. I actually took on FanDuel, I took Rodgers, same thing, and it was 23-1. So, like I said, you know, it could happen, and it's good odds. So
quarterbacks, man, quarterbacks. Yeah. Justin, who do you got?
I went with Dak, Brees, and Rodgers just because they're all a little bit further down on the list, so you get a better payout. But obviously, it's going to be a quarterback. It always is. I mean, obviously, you did not go all quarterback, so I like the boldness there. But yeah, it's probably going to be a quarterback. So I'm going to go with the bigger payout.
And when he says you, he means me. And you'll hear my prediction.
No, I was talking about Shastradamus.
Oh right. Shastradamus. So now Dak, I got Dak as well. We all have Dak. So I have a feeling we're either going to look back on this and be like, man, we were right. But whenever everyone's pointing in one direction, I feel like it goes the other direction. You know, the fact that all three of us took him, it makes me nervous. You know, that being said, I took Dak. Shastradamus took Dak back on April 29th, but the odds were 17.5-1. So the odds have gotten worse, or rather better in the favor of the better. So now I got 17.5-1, but I'll take it on this episode as 22-1. I'll take Brady as my second. I think he's got a good shot. I'm surprised none of you guys took him with those offensive weapons he has. And then as my third, I'm going to go Derrick Henry. I think that the Titans will make the playoffs. I think they'll win their division. And 40-1, you know, if he eats, he could arguably won it last year. You know, I think they might be sick and tired of giving it to a quarterback. They might give it to a running back just to change things up. And if it's a guy who's going to carry an offense, it's going to be him.
Yeah, I took Nick Chubb on FanDuel at 125-1. So that's a guy that can carry an offense. Might as well give it a shot.
He got 100-1, man. I mean, you never know. You never know. But all right, we're going to go to
– I wanted to make a quick change real quick.
Go ahead. Because
I agree with you. It scares me that we all took Dak, and I wanted to find –
I'm going to put that bad juju on the Cowboys, Justin. I need that help.
What's that?
I'm going to put that bad juju on the Cowboys, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So I want to find a way to squeeze Baker Mayfield in there because the 33-1 odds on Baker Mayfield would pay out big, and I think the Browns are going to come back. I think they're going to have a bounce back season. Like I think everything that we talked about in the offseason last season is what we're going to finally experience this season, with all of them being healthy, with the good offensive line, the healthier offensive line. I think they have an opportunity to really do something in the division. Obviously, I didn't have them down as a playoff team, but I got them at 8 wins with Baker having a hell of a good season. So I'm going to go ahead and throw him in there instead of Dak just to try to get the points.
I just think Dak's here to prove a point to Jerry and make him pay. I think Jerry said his hand doesn't get tired writing checks. He's going to write a big one.
And he's got weapons. But just so everyone knows who's listening at home, I know Nate didn't pick Chubb on this episode, but he said he put a bet on Chubb. So that makes the Cleveland Browns the only team that we've bet 2 MVPs on. So if that's the case, the Browns might crush it this year. The Browns might, if Mayfield and Chubb both have possible MVP seasons, they might win 13 or 14 games. So you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Probably like the year. Offensive rookie of the year odds. We're going to go there. Now we got Joe Burrow, 2-1. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 7-1. Tua Tagovailoa, 7-1. Jerry Jeudy, 12-1. DeAndre Swift, 12-1. Justin Herbert, 14-1. Henry Ruggs, 14-1. CD Lamb, 18-1. J.K. Dobbins, 20-1. Jalen Reagor, 20-1. Jonathan Taylor, 20-1. Cam Akers, 50-1. Zach Moss, my guy, 50-1. Laviska Shenault, another one of my guys, 66-1. Brian Edwards, 70-1. And A.J. Dillon, 152-1. We each get to pick 2 from the above offensive rookie of the year odds. Justin, I'm going to start with you. Who are you taking?
Well, so first of all, you want to throw out the guys that have low odds because you want the big payouts, right? So you're getting rid of the guys that are obviously on the field, like your Burrows and Tua's and CEH, which I know Tua isn't on the field yet, but we know he's going to be, that sort of thing. So I went with higher odds, but then I wanted to go with guys I know are still going to be on the field with higher odds. And CeeDee Lamb has a real opportunity to break out in that offense even as a rookie. So at 18-1, I'm going to take him. And then the other guy, the one that I would – if I actually did have the money to lay down bets, I would lay down money on Akers because he's going to most likely be the workhorse back in a potentially really good offense with a bad quarterback. It's all bodes well for a running back like that that has his explosiveness. So now I really like the Akers bet personally. I'm surprised it's that low.
I like it a lot too. That's a good play there. And all it takes is look at Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I'm sure his odds, if you looked like 2 or 3 months ago before Williams opted out, his odds were probably worse. So all it takes is one little injury or to move a guy up so greatly. So he's got an opportunity to spring up and I'm sure he's going to outplay those odds. I made bets back on September 1st. I took Lamb 18-1. I took Ryan Edwards 70-1. With Tyrell Williams going down, with the buzz coming out of camp, and with the fact that I think Ruggs and Edwards, Ruggs and Renfro, I think they both are kind of they have their shtick, their thing in that offense. I think Ruggs is going to be the deep threat. I think Renfro is going to be the chain mover. I think Edwards will be the alpha, but we'll see. Nate, who do you got?
JT 20-1. I like the odds. I like everything about it. The whole situation. And then Brian Edwards at 71. I actually on September 1st bet him on FanDuel at 100-1. So,
ooh, I like that. So that's phenomenal. Now, going back to Lamb, I do want to mention Cooper's already a little dinged up. So, it might be CD and Gallup. You know, Cooper tends to play a little better when he's banged up for some reason. Judging from games in the past, when he comes into it with a questionable tag, he generally breaks out. But there's always something to worry about there, that it could be something significant. And if so, it's going to be Lamb and Gallup. And I think they'll both eat. And there's a good chance Lamb hauls this thing in. All right, that does it for the predictions episode. We're going to go on to some toilet literature. So I'm going to pass it over to Justin in a second. But I do want everyone to know, again, I'm going to try to share this in the podcast notes. So that'll be Podbean, Spotify, Periscope. It'll look very long because there's a lot of them. If I can't get it in there and you're listening and you don't see all of these in there, DM me or DM Toilets Titles, and we will get back to you and we'll share all of this with you. You know, maybe we can get your email address, share the doc. We'll figure something out. So hopefully this helps you guys. And, you know, if you got a gambling problem,
gamble. 1-800-GAMBLER.
We don't want anybody losing their house or messing with their relationships. Be smart, practical, and use your money wisely. That's our little sub note there. All right, toilet literature, Justin, it's all yours.
All right, so today's toilet literature, I wanted to keep it light because I knew this wasn't going to be an aggressively serious episode. I tried to get this on a previous
episode. Did we ever get aggressively serious?
Well, I think we might in the some of the weekly breakdowns. I think there might be some intense moments where we're really trying to break down, you know, who to start and who to go after. So,
hey, can I just speak in real quick? Josh just made a good point. These bets sound like a good post on Fusion Fantasy Football. So, you know what? We're going to share it on FusionFFB.com. And then we'll put that link in the show notes and we'll share it on Toilet Title. So you will be able to find all of that on there. Thank you again, Joshua. And Justin, I'm sorry for interrupting. Back to you.
No worries. Sounds like I just got enlisted for another job. I'll try to see if I can get to that today. All right. So today's toilet literature. So a couple episodes ago, we played our little cartoon game where we drafted cartoon characters. It kind of got the listeners to be able to see a little bit behind the curtain to see kind of a bit of our personalities. So I chose Jake FFing Trowbridge at Jake Trowbridge on Twitter. He's the co-host of At Drinking Fantasy with At FF Dusty Dog. He put up a good question that got me thinking the other day, obviously while I was on the John, which is the whole purpose of the toilet literature here. But he said, if COVID were over tomorrow and you could go to a concert with three active bands or artists, who would be in your lineup? So in other words, like, it's kind of going to give the listeners an idea of maybe who we listen to or maybe who we think give great shows or that sort of thing. So our music. So I'm gonna kick it over to actually, first of all, I'll name off Jake's. Jake Trowbridge said Queens of the Stone Age, The Killers, and Foo Fighters. That would be his three band lineup that he would want to see. So how about you, Nate? What do you got here? I mean, I see yours in the notes, but honestly, I would not have expected this from you. So I want to hear this.
Well, the Chili Peppers, I've seen them twice, and they're phenomenal. I'm hoping they go on tour again, and that one. And then I was kind of like, just didn't really know what I wanted to do, because a lot of the music I actually listen to when I do listen to music is, you know, a lot of classic rock or older stuff that, you know, they aren't active bands anymore, even like 50s and 60s stuff, just all sorts of weird stuff. But I do enjoy a lot of hip hop, R&B, things like that. And so I said Lil Wayne and Jay-Z, because I can't imagine how awesome that'd be to actually see them live. So.
So you seeing them together or separate?
I'd do it either way. It wouldn't even matter. It'd be great. You know, that's what, when I'm out golfing and stuff, that's what's usually playing. So it's usually got to be kind of quiet, because some people don't enjoy, you know, Lil Wayne on the golf course, but they don't have to play with me.
All right.
All right, John, how about you?
So I went with, I'm going to go in reverse order from what I put it on the notes. I'd like to see Coldplay, because I think that I had tickets to see Coldplay, not to get depressing, bring the show down, but I got very sick a few years ago with the ulcerative colitis. And my wife loves Coldplay. I enjoy their music, but it also seems like the type of music that would be great to hear live. And I got so sick I couldn't go. Like, it was over a month long span, months. And I was basically deteriorating and I couldn't go. And I told her, go, like, bring a friend, go. Like, I want to see videos, I want you to have a good time. And she didn't. We got our money back, but it was disappointing. So I would love to go now in a healthier state and enjoy, you know, watching, you know, them and some of their older music. Another band I would like to see is Muse. If you've never listened to them, some of their like earlier music, but they're another, they're like stadium music as well. Like I would love to hear their music outdoors. They got some good tunes and it's, I think it's made to be listened to live and outdoors. And then the last one is the Kanye West Sunday Service Choir. Now I like Kanye a lot. I think the guy's a character. Like I legitimately like him.
Me too.
I'm sorry.
I love Kanye.
Yeah. And we have a few similarities. Like he had his mouth wired shut from a car accident. I was hit with brass knuckles in college. My mouth was wired shut for like 4 months. So his song Through the Wire spoke to me back then. And I kind of like his up and downs because I think the guy's got issues and I take him for that. And I think, you know, he rolls through it in front of the world. And I think it's, you know, it's interesting. He's an interesting cat. But his Sunday Service Choir, go in either Spotify or YouTube, some of their music. And it's like some of his songs, but done like in a gospel way. And it's very uplifting and it's very enjoyable. And I think it's another thing I'd love to see live because it would make me feel. And I think that's part of the experience. So those are the three I'd go with. So back to you.
All right. Yeah, that's interesting. You and I actually have a very similar story to our first one. So so my first one would be Kenny Chesney, just because my wife is a huge Chesney fan, and she definitely was when we first got together, you know, back when he was younger. So I think she appreciates the cowboy hat more than his music, but she's a big fan. We'll just say that. But she's always wanted to see Kenny Chesney. So I at one point, there was a competition on, not competition, but like a call-in for a local radio show. And I called in and I won Kenny Chesney tickets because I had to sing a part of a Kenny Chesney song on the radio.
No.
I don't want to brag. I don't want to brag, but the people at the radio station think that my tractor is sexy. So, So I won the tickets, but I was going through cancer at the time, and I was battling and going to treatments and stuff, and we were dirt broke. So wife didn't want to go. She refused. So we sold the tickets to make some extra money. Never got to go see Kenny Chesney. So, and honestly, though, I don't go to concerts. I don't listen to music like at all. Half of the people that were already named, I've only heard of. I've never really listened to any of their music. So, so my other two, I only put on here, like I said, it's just to get to know everybody a little bit more. And I wanted everybody to know that I dislike music. I don't listen. I have no interest in going to see a band at all. I saw a Christian rock band in high school. Their band name is Bleach. They're pretty famous in the Christian rock world. They still tour now. But just because my buddy in high school, his cousin, is in the band. And then, I've seen the Lumineers play because my wife's a big Lumineers fan. And that was a good night, but mostly cause it was fun with the wife, you know, but I would just as soon listen to sports talk radio or financial shows or politics. Like I don't get into music, so that's interesting. But Joshua, I got Joshua to
raise. Wait, so you're giving up? You don't have two others.
I don't have two more. No, I really don't. Like I barely even, cause I don't listen to music. Like I wouldn't know who to pick. And I thought that would be interesting for the listeners to know, because every time I say that in the real world, people think I'm crazy. Like I have no soul, which is probably right. But
not in a dark way. Like they don't mean like you have no soul. You're evil. Like you have no soul.
Oh, I like, never like, thought of it that way.
Like remember the Titans, you know, like, you know, there's the one guy when they're singing Ain't No Mountain High Enough. It's like you have no soul. Like that's what you don't have.
Yeah, you can listen to that song "A Little Bit of Soul" by Music Explosion. That'd be a good one for you.
Yeah, okay. I will admit that sometimes I do like music videos. So like Five Finger Death Punch. If you watch their videos, they're like it's like a stream of and the Lumineers is the same way. It's a stream of short TV shows in a way where it all lines up into one long storyline. So it's kind of cool to watch that. But Joshua chimed in. He said that he's actually a huge fan of Bleach, or he loves Bleach. So Joshua, just so you know, Sam
sounds so weird.
Sam, yeah, no, Sam. Well, they're pretty pretty well known in the
name, just the name. Like, he loves
Bleach. And you love Bleach.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Yeah, so Sam in the band is my buddy's cousin. So he was one of the founders of the band and writes a lot of the songs and stuff. But I got Joshua to chime in with his. He would say, "Temptations." Is that, are they still active?
I think he means Within Temptation.
I like the Temptations.
I do too.
Temptations. Oh, Within Temptation. Okay, see,
David Ruffin. He could really croon. You know, he's another guy who's a little troubled, similar to Kanye West. If he lived in a social media age, that guy'd get in some trouble. I don't think that's what he's talking about.
I tell you what, you know music. You should probably read his here. You go ahead and read his, because I don't know
who Within Temptation is, but that's who Joshua would listen to. And then he'd go with Muse as well. So I dig that. There's live Muse albums on Spotify. I listen to those when I'm kayaking sometimes. And then he loves Bleach, and then he's been listening to a lot of Joywave lately. So he didn't put Bleach as his third. He put Joywave as his third, but Bleach is like a fourth. So
yeah. Well, this is what I know about music. I read where he said Within Temptations. I kind of missed the Within, and I really thought that he meant like the 1960s.
Hey, they're great. I still
So I don't know, but yeah, so that's interesting. That's fun. So I just wanted to throw that out there, but we're definitely well past our hour now, but so I'll kick it back to you to finish this up.
Right. So we are going to get this up in article form, fusionffb.com. Go there to check this out. Also go there to check out our rankings, our consensus. For your drafts, go there, check out. Job has like little articles about drafting from different positions, and he gives each position kind of a nickname, so it's a way to look at it. So definitely go check that out. That's fusionffb.com. Now, as far as us, you can check us out on Twitter at Toilets to Titles. You could find Justin at JustinFF_. You could find Nate at Nate_Dirt19, and you can find myself at Coach Sheps. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, Periscope, and you can tune in live on YouTube, or you can catch it afterwards if you're into that sort of thing. Please hit the like button. Even if you don't like doing that on YouTube, it would be really appreciated if you just gave us 5 minutes of your time, found our YouTube link, went on there, hit like and subscribe. Even if you'd never plan on watching it, if you just want to support the show, that would be huge for us. We really appreciate that. If you have Apple Podcasts, if you'd like to, submit a review or hit the like, because I don't know if that's possible on Podbean or Spotify, but if you have that on Apple Podcasts, that would be really appreciated as well. Fellas, you guys got anything to mention? Nate, you have anything to say before we head out?
Keep staying positive and testing negative.
I like that. Justin.
Just love each other, y'all.
All right, guys, we will see you this week. We got the first in-season episode of Toilets to Titles history coming up this week. It'll drop Wednesday morning. Stay tuned. We'll see y'all then.